Audrey, and this, welcome back to my podcast, A Story Reader, where I read a chapter of a story from my bookshelf, and I post a new episode each Monday. I love reading, so I want to spread my love of reading to kids. Where we left off, never mind. I am going to switch this episode to two chapters, so it's going to be a little longer, so I can, read another book by July. Okay, where we left off was Paige the Christmas Play Fairy had just said Jack Frost could have hidden Natalie's items anywhere. Where could they be? And how are we going to find them before Christmas Day? So the next chapter is called On the Road to the Ice Castle. Should we tell the king and queen? Said Stella. Maybe they can use their magic to see where Jack Frost has hidden Natalie's items. That will take too long, said Natalie. I have to start looking now. There's not a moment to lose. I have an idea, said Rachel. Kirsty and I will stay here with Natalie and start searching. That way, the rest of you can go tell the king and queen what's happened, and we won't waste any time. Natalie turned to her with her sparkling eyes. Would you really do that for me? She asked. Of course, said Kirsty with a smile. True friends always help each other out. It's a good idea, said Paige. We'll go to the palace right now, Polly added. Good luck. The Christmas fairies waved goodbye and fluttered out of the workshop. We have to decide where to start looking for the magic items. What are the magic items? Kirsty asked. The enchanted stocking makes sure that all stockings are ready for Christmas Eve. The magic pie, said Natalie. The magic Christmas pie. Make sure that all the Christmas treats are delicious. And that charm candy cane, make sure that the stocking gifts are perfect. But without them, no one will have a good Christmas in the human world or in the fairy world. That must be why we had so much trouble making the pies, Kirsty exclaimed. If you were Jack Frost, where would you hide the items? Asked Rachel. The girls thought carefully. I think we should go to the ice castle, Kirsty said. If we can sneak inside, we might be able to go. We might be able to find out where Jack Frost has hidden the items he took. Things he took. If they're not actually in the ice castle, do you really think we should? Even if they're not actually in the ice castle, do you really think we should? Asked Natalie. It could be dangerous. If Jack Frost finds us, he might imprison us.
We've been there before and escaped, said Kirsty bravely. Besides, we're not going to let Jack Frost ruin Christmas for everyone.
Kirsty's right, said Rachel. We'll be safe as long as we stick together. Once out of the workshop, they weave their way through the trees to the edge of the forest. At last, they found themselves on the road to the ice castle. They flew as fast as they could, keeping their eyes on a glittering castle in the distance. They were going along so quickly that they almost flew into two goblins arguing in the middle of the road.
Look out!
Kirsty cried just in time. They zipped sideways and hid behind a clump of grass at the edge of the road, panting.
That was close,
whispered Rachel.
Girls, said Natalie in a low voice, look what that goblin has in his hand.
The girls peeked through the thick fronds of grass to see the smaller goblin holding up a tiny, delicious-looking pie and sniffed it.
That's the magic Christmas pie. I'd recognize it anywhere.
The goblins were arguing about what was inside the golden pastry. It's obviously nettle jam, said the smaller goblin, was saying. That's why it smells so tangy.
Don't be silly. It's minced seaweed, the second one snapped.
I smell the nettles, shouted the first.
Well, I smell the sea, squawked the second.
Needles, seaweed, needles, seaweed, needles. Suddenly, Natalie flew out from behind the grass and hovered in front of the goblins.
Stop, she exclaimed.
That's the end of the first chapter. And now, like I said, we're going to read two chapters in an episode. So the next chapter is called Finders Keepers.
That's my magic Christmas pie, said Natalie. Please give it back to me right now.
The small goblin stuck out his tongue.
Go away, you pesky fairy, he said. This is mine.
Kirsty and Rachel flew out to join Natalie.
It's not yours, said Kirsty. You shouldn't take things that don't belong to you.
We found it in the ice castle, said the smaller goblin.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, added the other goblin.
We're going to make a whole tray of Christmas pies Project Frost. Suddenly, Rachel noticed that the end of the smaller goblin's nose was speckled with flour. "You were in our holiday cottage, weren't you today?" she exclaimed. "What were you doing there?" The little goblin looked embarrassed. He scuffed his long green toes along the dusty road. "We just wanted to learn how to make pies." he said, "but you came back before I could find out what was inside." "That's easy. We're making our grandmother's special recipe." "What's in that?" demanded the bigger goblin. "It has apples and brown sugar," said Kirsty. "And lemon zest and pecans," said Rachel added. The goblins made faces. The small goblin wrinkled his nose in disgust. "Yuck," he said. "Horrible, sickly, sweet fairy food. What a rotten trick," grumbled the other. "I'm glad we didn't try the pie." Suddenly, Rachel had an idea. She turned to Natalie, and Rachel with shining eyes. "I think I know how to get the magic Christmas pie back," she said to Natalie. "Natalie, could you use your magic to make a special batch of pies? They would be filled with something the goblins would really like."
"Yes, of course,"
said Natalie.
"But why?"
Kirsty smiled and turned to the goblins. "Goblins, how would you like to have a delicious hot batch of nettle and seaweed pies?" she asked. Their eyes grew big and wide, and the smaller one licked his lips hungrily. "Natalie could make as many pies as you can carry," so Kirsty continued.
"Yes,"
squawked the goblin. "Give us the nettle pies. All you have to do is give that Christmas pie we're holding to us," said Kirsty. The smaller one thrusted the magic pie into Natalie's hands. It immediately returned to fairy size, and Rachel sighed in relief. Natalie waved her wand, and a huge tray of steaming hot pies appeared in front of the goblins. Green ribbons steam wafted under the girls' nose. Rachel and Kirsty knew the pie smelled very strange, but the goblins were delighted. They each grabbed several pies and gobbled them down greedily.
"Wonderful,"
they cried, spraying crumbs everywhere.
"Delicious."
They rushed off toward the ice castle, holding their large tray of pies. Between them, Natalie turned to the girls with a big smile.
"We did it,"
said Rachel, clapping her hands in delight.
"You have helped me so much,"
Natalie said. "How can I ever thank you?"
"We're happy to help,"
said Kirsty. We don't want Jack Frost to ruin Christmas morning.
Thank you, said Natalie.
I have to return the magic Christmas pie to its box now. But will you help me look for the enchanted stocking and the charmed candy cane?
Definitely, said Rachel, hugging their new friend.
We'll be at our cottage when you need us. Natalie waved her wand at the girls' lockets and filled up with fairy dust again and closed all by themselves. I'll see you soon, she said, and thank you again. I couldn't have done it without you. With another wave of Natalie's wand, the girls were showered with silver fairy dust, which swirled around them. They held hands as the magic lifted them off their feet and to start their journey home. They couldn't wait for their next adventure with Natalie, but right now they had some Christmas pies to make of their own. And that is the end of two chapters today. I'll post another episode, like I said, next Monday.